Lion of Allah.
We're going to give you some sayings of Sayyidina Mushkil Kusha, Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, the fourth of the righteous Khalifas of Islam. And we're going to give you some of his sayings. He says, mind the acceptance of an action more than performing the action. Because even a little action which is done with piety is much. And how can the action which has been accepted be little? Allahu Akbar. In another one of his famous sayings, he says, it is not goodness that you get wealth and offspring in abundance. Rather, goodness is that you have knowledge in abundance and immense tolerance, i.e. kind-heartedness and forbearance as well. In another one of his sayings, he says, patience has the status in faith which the head has in the body. The faith of the one who displays impatience is not perfect. In another saying, he says, be like a bee amongst the animals. All birds consider it weak and feeble, but had they known the quality of the thing which is in its stomach, they would not have considered it so. Allahu Akbar. In another saying, he says, ability to do good is a very good guide, and the habit is a good friend. Intellect is a good fellow, and manners are the best inheritance, and terror is even worse than arrogance. He also says that the one who intends to do justice amongst people, then he should like for others what he likes for himself. In another saying, he says, to me, the extremely pleasant and great thing is that when I am asked about something which I'm not aware of, I would reply, Allah Azza wa Jal knows best. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. He also says, the punishment of a sin is laziness in worship, deprivation of sustenance, and lack of pleasure. And finally, views of Manchal, I'm going to leave you with one of his sayings. He says that there are three types of people. Number one is the man of knowledge. Number two is the student of knowledge who is treading on the path of knowledge to acquire the knowledge. And number three are those foolish and ignorant people who begin to follow every piece of hearsay and change with every wind. I pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla that Allah give me and you the ability to learn from the great words. And in his final saying, where it says to us that I pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla that me and you, we can stay on the path of knowledge and not me amongst those ignorant ones. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.